Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. The Business of Government Hour is produced by the IBM Center for the Business of Government, which was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. And now, the Business of Government Hour.
Welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host and managing editor of the Business of Government magazine. The United States Marshal Service has a critical mission. Managing its resources efficiently and effectively is key to the Marshal Service successfully meeting that mission. What is the financial management modernization strategy for the U.S. Marshal Service? What role does the Unified Financial Management System, or UFMS, play in meeting this strategy? And how do you manage a large financial systems implementation? We will explore these questions and so much more with our very special guest, Ed Dolan, UFMS Project Executive at the United States Marshal Service. Ed, welcome to the show.
Appreciate being here this morning.
Also joining our conversation from IBM is Lori Feller. Lori, welcome.
Welcome. Thank you.
Ed, before we delve into specific initiatives, let's start off by learning more about your organization. Can you briefly describe and tell us more about the mission and evolution of the U.S. Marshal Service? How does it support the overall mission of the U.S. Department of Justice?
The U.S. Marshal Service is often characterized as the hub of the federal law enforcement mission because the Marshal Service handles all the different prisoners that are arrested by the law enforcement agencies, including the U.S. Marshals, which makes a tremendous number of arrests. The Marshal Service brings prisoners to court, maintains the security of all participants in the courtroom, including the judges, the attorneys, and the public that's in there. So the Marshal Service plays a vital role in federal law enforcement and has done so for 222 years. Knowing you're part of an organization with deep roots, to realize that it was President George Washington who appointed the first 13 U.S. Marshals in 1789. So it's one of the aspects of the organization that really appealed to me as a place to work is being part of an organization with such a deep, long history and part of the American story of our democratic system. So the Marshal Service is key. Its mission has always been judicial protection, and it's also expanded into a lot of other areas, most notably the apprehension of fugitives. Asset seizure and forfeiture is a key part of our mission. And most recently, the mission expanded to include the Adam Walsh Act enforcement, which is making sure that people registered sex offenders do what they're required to do by law and register. And if not, they're subject to penalty.
So, Ed, with such an important mission and a long history, would you describe for us the Marshal Service organization and its geographical footprint?
Sure. The Marshal Service is headquartered in Arlington, Virginia. It's led by a presidentially appointed director. President Obama, on January 3rd, appointed Stacy Hilton to be the director of the Marshal Service. Stacy has been was a career deputy U.S. Marshal and has had an accomplished career in both operational and administrative aspects of the agency. We have the backbone of the Marshal Service is our 94 judicial districts. Everywhere where there's a federal court, you will find the U.S. Marshals. So most members of the public whose exposure to the Marshal Service would come from any time they would have a reason to be at the federal court. At the doors of the court, you'll find court security officers who the Marshal Service has under contract to make sure that people entering the courthouse do so safely and securely. And then around the country, you know, like I mentioned, it's the continental United States. You'll find the U.S. Marshals. You'll also find us in Alaska, Guam, Hawaii. Like I said, everywhere where there's a United States District Court, you'll find the U.S. Marshal Service.
That's a very good overview of the operation and mission of the Marshal Service. But I'd like to switch gears a little bit and talk about your role within the service. And in particular, what are your responsibilities and duties as the Unified Financial Management System, or UFMS, project executive? And how does your work support the mission of the Marshal Service?
Well, my duties as the Unified Financial Management System project executive at the United States Marshal Service are to lead the implementation of the UFMS at the U.S. Marshal Service. So simply put, my job is to, you know, help make it happen, to see to it that the UFMS is implemented at Marshals. Briefly about that, the system, the Department of Justice under Attorney General John Ashcroft in the early 2000s committed to working toward, you know, having a single integrated financial management system for the components of the department. Quite a bit of time was spent in all the preliminary activities and what I call base building activities to make sure that the system being built had the correct foundation to support adding all those components of justice onto it. The first component that came up on UFMS was the Drug Enforcement Administration. That happened in January of 2009. Most recently, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms became the second large law enforcement component to come up on UFMS. There have been other pilots and smaller endeavors, but when you look at coast to coast or around the globe organizations, it was DEA first and ATF second. Well, the U.S. Marshals was next up in line, and so I was provided the opportunity to play that lead role in making it happen, and I accepted that gladly because I really wanted to see. I knew that it was in the best interest of the department and the best interest of the Marshals Service to get this done and to make it happen, and so that's what we're doing right now.
Ed, so as you talk about how this is in the best interest of the Marshals and the best interest of the department, what are the top three challenges that you're facing in your position, and what have you done and what have you sought to address those challenges?
Well, this is, I'd say the challenge number one is we're doing something that has not been done before. It's something large, and I use the term unprecedented because the Marshal Service and the department have not before worked to come together on a new financial system like we're doing here. So while we have other examples, like I mentioned, DEA and ATF, while we have systems development lifecycle process that's in place, we are doing something that's never been done before, which makes it really interesting and exciting for me, but also, you know, adds some particular challenges. What oftentimes in this type of project is a big challenge is making sure you have the funding. Fortunately, this project, we were able to secure the funding up front. So that aspect of it, the financial aspect of it, fortunately was taken care of. So that challenge, there's still, we have to make sure we operate within the funds available, but fortunately that challenge is taken care of. I think the third challenge is so often what happens in a case like this is it's the incorporating the change management aspects of bringing in, a modern new financial system and replacing a system that, people have used for quite a long time. It served our current system, served the Marshal Service well. However, we're an agency that's grown a lot and really needs something more robust to take us from where we are today on into the future.
Ed, I'd like to learn more about you. Would you describe your career path for your listeners? How did you begin your career, and what brought you to your current leadership position?
Well, thank you for asking, Lori, about that. I graduated from Frostburg State College in May of 1982. And in January, I got my first job with the Justice Department as a budget analyst in the Justice Management Division. What I really liked about that assignment was working on the budget staff in Justice Management. It provided I talked earlier about the center, the hub of the wheel in the center. When you work in a large organization like Justice, to start out in a place where you get to see the entire agency from the main Justice Building, it really provided a good overview of all the different components, the FBI, U.S. attorneys, all the different places that work together to accomplish the mission that had been bestowed on the Attorney General. So fortunately, I was able to not just stay in the one seat for a while. I moved to a different group on the budget staff and found that I had a particular interest in financial management. So I spent time as both a budget analyst and a financial systems analyst coming up. Then I had an opportunity to be an assistant director on the finance staff within JMD. That provided, again, an opportunity. That was in the late 80s, early 90s, to understand the challenges that an agency has in providing all aspects of financial management, from, you know, paying travelers, paying vendors, running a system, producing reports, providing outstanding customer service. So that was an outstanding opportunity. Throughout the 90s, most of my career was spent back in the budget office as an assistant director, which was an opportunity. We had a really top-notch, outstanding group of people working there at the time, and really feel like we accomplished a lot as the agency grew in the war on drugs and a lot of the other major law enforcement initiatives that came around at that time. In 1999, I accepted the responsibility to be the chief financial officer for the United States Marshal Service, which is one of the department components. And the U.S. Marshal Service was an agency that always intrigued me and interested me, because along the way I learned a lot about asset forfeiture and the different work that, you know, that the agency did. So I served in that position right up until the opportunity to run the UFMS project came along. It was a great opportunity, one I look forward to, and one I'm enjoying doing now.
Ed, any large-scale system implementation rests on its success rests on good leadership. Through that prism, in your mind, what are the characteristics of an effective leader?
I believe number one characteristic of an effective leader is really a positive outlook and a positive belief in the mission of what is trying to be accomplished. We face many obstacles, many hurdles in accomplishing something, you know, large and intense, like bringing in a financial system. So what I try to bring to work with me every day is a strong, firm commitment and belief that what we're doing is important and what we're doing is appreciated and what we're doing is going to make a difference both in the short term and the long term. I attempt to make that message clear all day, every day, with the people I work with and those I interact with. So I believe that's the first key. And a strong leader is really a positive outlook. Secondly, it's, you know, it's an ability to face obstacles, take them on head on, recognize we are going to have issues, problems, and challenges. That's part of what the workday brings, you know. And so we have to not run from them or avoid them, but find a way to work together as a team to take on the tough issues that face us with, again, the commitment to saying, you know, as I said yesterday, you know, one day we'll hoist the Lombardi Trophy together. So that's what I believe in the leadership.
What is the Unified Financial Management System, or UFMS, and how does it factor into the U.S. Marshals Service financial management strategy? We will ask Ed Dolan, UFMS project executive at the U.S. Marshals Service, when our conversation continues on the Business of Government Hour.